This is TWiT.
Ed is in 29 Palms. Nice place to be this time of year. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Leo. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, and it's a nice place to be this time of year. I have a question. I know you can help me. I have a nice little Dell Inspiron laptop, and I've got it connected to my local provider by way of the modem. And I would like to transfer the image I'm looking at on the laptop to my 40-inch monitor. It's an older Sony, but it still works very well. I don't know what to do.
You can hardwire it. Does your laptop have an HDMI connector?
Yes, it does.
And does the TV have an... It may be out of date if it doesn't have an HDMI connector.
It's got one.
Good.
And I tried to put something in it, but I don't think I did it right.
You need an HDMI cable. I don't know what something is that you put in there.
Well, it is an HDMI cable.
Oh, good.
I guess I said that very...
Yeah, quickly. Yeah. Putting a piece of bacon in there will not help, but an HDMI cable would work. And then you put that under your computer.
Right.
You may need to go into the computer's display settings and tell it to mirror what's on the screen out the HDMI port, and then it will show up on your TV. That's the easiest and best way to do it, because the TV basically becomes a second monitor.
Right. Okay. I didn't even think it was going into the settings.
You have to make sure that it's sending it out.
Okay.
There may be also laptops, Dells particularly, have keys to do that, because they're often used in a situation where you're presenting on PowerPoint, right? And you plug in a projector, and then there are keys on the keyboard that say, hey, send it out to the projector. So if you look at your manual or you look it up online, I don't know which key it is, because it varies from keyboard to keyboard, but you may even see a special little icon on one of the function keys. But if you go into displays, the display settings, you should be able to. There's two choices with dual monitors. You can either extend the existing display, which means you now have double the landscape. You know, and you could drag something from one window to the other. Usually for what you want to do, you want to do mirroring. So there's extend the monitor or mirror the monitor. And mirror sounds like what it is, which is duplicate what I see on my laptop screen, on my big screen.
Okay. And when I do this, will it be necessary to keep the laptop open, or can I close?
Yeah, because the laptop's, yeah.
I mean, not open. I mean, not on, but I mean...
It depends. Some laptops know, like Apple laptops, are designed to continue displaying when you close the laptop. Most Windows laptops do not.
Okay.
So you try it, but what will probably happen is the machine will go to sleep. When you close the machine, it usually just goes to sleep, and so does your TV.
So just go into displays, and that should help.
Yep. So they're telling me Windows P will work if you're using a late version of Windows.
Okay.
But anyway, I think that's all it is. Now, there are other wireless ways to do it. There's wireless display, which is an Intel technology. Your Dell probably supports that. Your TV probably doesn't. But you could get a dongle that would do it. But since you have HDMI, that's always the best way to do it.
All right.
It's the fastest. The only thing bad about it, of course, is you're cabled in to the TV. You will see immediately, though, and I get calls like this almost every week. I get somebody saying, I want to use my big screen TV for a computer monitor. And you'll see immediately why I don't recommend this, because ironically, a computer monitor is a higher quality display than your HDTV. And that's because you sit closer to a computer monitor than you do to your TV. So your TV is actually pretty low resolution. A 55-inch 1080p screen is a very small dot per inch, because it doesn't need more than that. On the other hand... your computer monitor, which you're sitting an arm's length away from, or sometimes even closer, will have a much higher dot per inch and look much better. And why does the dots per inch matter? Well, if you don't have at least 100 or more dots per inch, text won't show up very well. And now, increasingly, we're getting used to even higher dot pitch, things like 300 dots per inch. The newest Samsung Galaxy S6, which is coming out this week, will probably, I believe, have the largest... screen resolution, the highest dots per inch of any screen ever, at 577 dots per inch. That's well beyond the ability of the human eye to tell the difference. But you'll see on a TV, it doesn't look good. GM Bob is making a point, which is probably a good one, which is if you've changed the settings on your computer and the TV doesn't adjust, it's sometimes the TV has to go out and look at the cable and figure it out. So it might do to unplug the HDMI port on the TV, unplug from the TV and plug it back in again. That's kind of a signal to the TV. Hey, look, I'm sending you a signal. Would you look at this and see if you can display it? The TV does have to be able to display it. So you may have to change your resolution on your computer because, again, the computer's used to something much higher resolution than your HD TV.